Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, Easter changes everything. Easter changes everything. You can tell just by looking around here in the sanctuary. Lent, the season of Lent, with all of its solemnity and somber, is gone. No more ashes, no more thorns. Now we've got flowers and colors. Even the way we talk is different now. No one ever says, Happy Ash Wednesday or Happy Good Friday. Now we get to say, Happy Easter. Now we get to say, Christ is risen, alleluia. He is risen indeed, alleluia. Easter changes everything. Easter changes the outcome of life. The outcome of life. Back on the first Wednesday in Lent, Ash Wednesday, we had ashes which speak of the outcome of death, reminding us that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. During Lent, we've been focusing on the cross, which is an instrument of death. For 40 days now, we've been reflecting on our sins and the wages of our sin. The outcome of our sin is death. But now, because of Easter, we see that there is something beyond death. There is something more than death. Jesus is risen. Jesus has overcome death. Jesus has paid for our sins, which are what caused death in the first place. Christ's resurrection from the grave changes death from an outcome that is impossible to avoid into an enemy that has been defeated. And this victory that Jesus won was a victory not just for him, but a victory for you and me and the whole world. By faith in him, we also will rise. As the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. As in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own turn. Christ the first fruits, and then when he comes, those who belong to him. Easter changes everything. The outcome of death has been undone. Which certainly gives us something to look forward to, something that will happen someday in the distant future when we will be welcomed into heaven with Jesus. But Easter isn't just about changing the future for the better. Easter is also about changing the present for the better. Easter also changes today's outlook and our lifestyle. And our perspective. Right now, God raises us to new life. Right now, God makes us into new creatures. When we come before God in the deadness of our sins, confessing the many ways that we rebel against Him, God is ready and glad to declare us the good news that because of Jesus' death on the cross, we each are forgiven. And set free. And that forgiveness and that freedom changes everything. In that forgiveness and that freedom, we are raised, each of us, to new life in Christ. As resurrected children of God, the way that we see ourselves is changed. We count ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God, which is to say, we die to regret and failure. We put off those past mistakes that seem always to cling to us, those past sins that want to define us in the present. In repentance, we die to those past sins. And by faith in Christ, we rise to new life, in which we have been forgiven and set free from those sins. A new life in which God has declared us to be holy and righteous in His sight on account of Jesus' death for us on the cross. This is a daily change in us. A daily resurrection. As resurrected children of God, we die to slavery to sin. We die to that lifestyle which is so tempting and so common among us and around us. That lifestyle that says, it's all about me. That lifestyle that says, whatever I want, whenever I want it, no matter what God says, no matter who gets hurt. Colossians 3 says, we set our hearts and minds on things above, not on earthly things. We no longer live for ourselves. For you died, and your life, your old life, your old sinfulness is now hidden and forgiven and taken away and removed. Being enslaved to sin is no longer who we are. Put to death, therefore, Colossians says, whatever belongs to who you used to be, put it to death. Sexual immorality, impurity, greed, anger, lying, take off your old self in repentance. Die with Christ, as the Bible puts it. And change. Put on the new self. Put on the you that God has declared you to be. Put on the you that is forgiven and set free in Christ. Live as one who has been resurrected with Christ. This is our daily resurrection. This is God's daily gift to us. We put off the old self, we die to sin, we repent, and we put on the new self. We are raised in God's forgiveness to new life. We live our lives to God's glory. Because Easter changes everything. Think about Mary Magdalene in John chapter 20. We read about her in the gospel reading today. On that first Easter Sunday, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark, and she saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Now, who is Mary Magdalene? In the New Testament, there are five different Marys, so sometimes we can get them mixed up. This Mary is the one from Magdala, the town of Magdala, which is why she's called Mary Magdalene. Luke tells us that Mary had been demon-possessed at one time with seven demons. In the scriptures, the number seven indicates a complete set. In other words, she was as bad off as you can get in that regard. She was in a seriously desperate condition. But her Messiah, Jesus, had lifted her up. Jesus healed her. Jesus gave her new life. Her life was truly changed by Jesus. But then Jesus was crucified, and Mary must have thought that all was lost. So much promise and hope in Jesus. But it had all come to nothing. Jesus was dead, and his disciples were hiding, and the rest of his followers were scattered. And to top it all off now, Mary gets to the tomb on that Sunday morning to anoint Jesus' body, and he isn't there. The tomb is empty. Mary breaks out crying. She tells her story first to Peter and John, and then to the angels, and then for a third time to a man that she thinks is the gardener. She says, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I'll take him away." And the man says, "Mary." And when she hears Jesus say her name, she knows that it's Him. It's Jesus. He's not dead. He's risen from the grave. He's alive. Easter changes everything. Jesus was dead, but He is risen. Mary was hopeless, but now she is filled with praise and faith. The disciples were hiding, but soon they'll be boldly proclaiming the gospel good news to all nations. The world was lost in sin and death, but now that sin and death have been overcome, victory has been won for all people by faith in Jesus. Easter changes everything. So, with Mary and Peter and John and all the witnesses of the resurrection, put on your new self. Your forgiven, resurrected, baptized identity in Christ. Put on compassion and kindness and humility. Put on gentleness and patience. Put on love and forgiveness. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Easter changes everything. Easter changes you. Amen. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.